Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As the battle between good and evil continues to rage across the United States, it's important to remember that Montana is not alone in the fight. Case in point is a Louisiana law that requires a minor to get her parents' permission before getting an abortion. 37 states, including Montana, have similar laws, but the Louisiana law has a new twist. After a U.S. Supreme Court decision, all state laws now contain what's known as a judicial bypass mechanism, a provision that allows a judge to grant permission for the abortion if parents are not able to do so for one reason or another. As you can imagine, at Planned Parenthood's suggestion, minors are using the judicial bypass mechanism as a parental bypass mechanism, telling judges that it's not safe to tell their parents that they're pregnant. Abortion providers even tell girls which judges will be most sympathetic to their cause. We call this judge shopping, and it's used all the time. Sadly, in this case, it's used to keep parents in the dark. Enter Louisiana and a solution to the problem. Their new law limits the jurisdiction to authorize a minor's abortion without parental consent to that child's parish of residence. This prevents judge shopping and stops abortion providers from funneling minors to judges that will rubber stamp their judicial bypass request. Abortion providers went apoplectic and sued. This week, in a pro-life victory, District Court Judge Timothy Kelly dismissed the lawsuit and told abortion providers they can return to court once they actually have a real plaintiff. Abortion providers have promised to appeal the decision to the Louisiana Supreme Court. Meanwhile, Montana's parental consent law is still being slow-walked in Missoula District Court. You may recall in 2012, the voters of Montana, by a 73% margin, passed a parental notification law. The law was subsequently challenged by Planned Parenthood and today remains stuck in District Court in Missoula, where two pro-abortion judges have sat on the case for nearly 5 years. This case is quickly becoming the poster child of judicial activism, and it's one of the reasons the legislature has turned its sights on the courts. Under the guise of nonpartisanship, liberals control the third branch of government from the Supreme Court on down. A small cadre of activist judges in key districts routinely use their seats on the bench to push a progressive agenda. Finally, conservatives are pushing back. This past legislative session, members of the House and Senate shredded the veil of judicial objectivity when they released dozens of emails between judges that clearly showed that the judges had prejudged cases that might come before them. The judges cried foul and said the emails should never have been released, but the damage was already done. The liberal bias of the courts had been exposed. Now, the Supreme Court finds itself doing damage control, and conservatives smell blood in the water. The courts, in a recent decision, ruled the legislature out of order, but we have three equal branches of government, and the legislature, in its quest to root out liberal judicial bias, is just getting started. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.